Dean's off, but Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLaura is on the Team Hochberg phone line. What'd you think of the Country Music Awards last night, Cassie?
Good morning, Bob. I'm not going to lie. I'm still recovering because my heart is still racing. It was truly a wild, unpredictable night. In fact, it made Academy of Country Music history. I'm talking about the big win at the end of the night, or should I say wins, because for the first time ever, two people took home the Entertainer of the Year top prize, Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett. It was a moment that no one could have predicted. And I mean, 2020 has thrown us some curveballs. This is definitely one of them. And even in Carrie Underwood's speech at the beginning, she says, 2020, man. And I feel like that sums it up pretty well. But it was just truly so surprising because, I mean, everyone was pulling for Carrie. She is, you know, she's the only female nominated in the category. But more than that, she is truly very deserving of this award. It's been 10 years since she took it home before. And, you know, she still made history as the first woman to win this award three times in her career. But, you know, I feel like it's a little bittersweet to have to share it with someone. You know, I'm not going to lie. I feel like it does take away from her win that, you know, Thomas is also an Entertainer of the Year, but she did joke to ET backstage after the win saying that she likes to share with people and that 2020 has been nothing but normal. So why not? Which, you know, she took it all in stride, but it was just really one of those moments that your jaw was on the floor as you were watching. And even when Keith Urban, the host, was presenting the award, he couldn't stop laughing because it was just, it was wild.
You know, they did the show mainly from the empty Grand Ole Opry stage in Nashville. And that should be the location every year for those awards. Wasn't it originally supposed to be in Las Vegas?
Yes. So every year, the ACMs are in Las Vegas. It's Country Music's Party of the Year. And I'm not going to lie, like, as much as I loved the show in Nashville and how they did it, you know, really, ACMs wouldn't be the same if they weren't in Las Vegas, back in Las Vegas moving forward. It's really such a fun weekend for everyone in country to be there. There's a lot of parties. There's a lot of events. There's just something different about it being in Las Vegas. It's really like one of the best 3 days of the entire year, something that everyone looks forward to. But I will say, with the challenges at hand, the ACMs really pulled it off last night. I mean, the show was absolutely incredible. Yeah, there were a few awkward moments where maybe some jokes fell flat just because there wasn't an audience to react, or even some moments where there was excitement, but maybe you didn't feel it wholeheartedly because there weren't, you know, claps from the audience. But I will say, I mean, they made this show so unique and so special. And one of the reasons why I say that is because they were so creative with going from location to location, because there were 24 performances scattered throughout three locations: the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman Auditorium, and the Bluebird Cafe. And what they would do is, once a performance got over or someone was done presenting, they would then kind of toss it to the next location using Google Earth. Bob, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen, where it was just this like pan from one location all the way up in the sky to the other over across Nashville. It was really creative and definitely something I think gave it some character.
I saw it, and technically it was cool. I'm just saying that Las Vegas is fun, but Nashville, that's the home of country music. All right, let's talk about Jim Carrey, and this is going to be interesting, what he's going to do on Saturday Night Live. Tell us about it.
Yes, so Jim Carrey has a new gig. He is going to be playing Joe Biden during the upcoming 46th season of the show. It was announced earlier this week. And Lorne Michaels tells Vulture of the Political Role that there was some interest on his part, and then they responded. So I love that Jim Carrey kind of put feelers out for this first, and then they had some discussions about what the take was. Jim actually had conversations with Colin Jost about this role. And, you know, I'm excited for it. I think Jim will give this part a lot of energy, and he'll join other heavy hitters who are also playing, you know, political people as well, political players. Maya Rudolph, of course, is Kamala Harris, Alec Baldwin, Donald Trump, Beck Bennett as Mike Pence, and now we've got Jim Carrey as Joe Biden.
Beginning October 3rd, five live shows, the new SNL season. Cassie DeLaura, Entertainment Tonight. Thanks for the report, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day, Cassie.
You too. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.